Welcome to another mini episode of the Satisphere for National Podcasting Post Month, NAPOD POMO. I'm your host and captain, Scott the Sater. And for today, day 11, I got nothing. I'm kind of like Big Fatty. I'm going to do a show on nothing. And I'm just so busy with this show.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online. Hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1014 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 20th of December 2011, y'all. Coming up on today's, say it with me, show, y'all, I've got something to tell you, Big Freddy Gavoga. Hi everyone, Big Freddy, you fucking, yo, I'm out of routine, let's see, what shall I call you? Hello, Hatties, y'all, because I am in Hatlanta, but I am not at the hatch yet, because y'all, you know, Big Freddy likes to take a couple of days and just be, just have some days filled with gentlemen call, Big Freddy. Please, you're going to run them off before they have a chance to hear those special show today. Y'all, it's true. Today, we have got, you know, this is Crema Week, and y'all, I have to do some different things, and y'all, I'm still not quite sure what you're going to get on the 26th, yeah, that's Monday, and Tuesday and Wednesday, because y'all, I'm still going to be in Hatlanta, and I don't know that I'm going to have a chance to recode, so you'll have something, but it may just be, I don't know what it'll be. Please. Maybe y'all can call in. And wish Big Fatty a Merry Crema. Or tell Big Fatty what you got for Crema. And then I can play those calls on the little shows. Because y'all, I can do those. I can do those without a problem. But y'all, I got to have, that would be an hour's worth of phone calls. So y'all, there's no excuse. If y'all, speaking of phone calls, Let me tell you something. I am on my way to the Horror Hotel. By the way, before I get to that, y'all, there's been something that's been bugging the hell out of me that I always remember after I finished recording a little show. Y'all, I've got I told you that David in Denver and Brian, y'all, they gave Big Fatty the spiral sliced ham. But y'all, this was no ordinary ham. Y'all, it's a 7.5-pound ham. It was, I couldn't believe it. And they evidently have good friends named Harry and David that evidently raise hams. And y'all, I don't know how you raise a ham. I guess you just plant the seed or something. Man, you're silly. You're just silly. Plant the ham seed. That's just silly. But anyway, I've been meaning to tell you about that. But anyway, y'all, I got over to the Horror Hotel, and did I tell you? Yeah, y'all, I ended up being the only person staying at the Horror Hotel on Sunday night. But y'all, let me tell you something. As Big Fatty has said. In fact, let's just do this. Big Fatty, they're gonna fast forward.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming? a dance. When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I'm going to tell you something. I have said it before and I will continue to say it. Big Fatty does pretty well when there's less competition. Well, y'all, on Sunday night, there was zero competition. And y'all, let's just say that Big Fatty had probably one of the best times he's ever had at the hotel. And I know Miss Kitty. Miss Kitty right now, he is going, well, damn. Well, damn. I can hear him. Y'all, can you hear him? Hear him? Listen to him. He's going, well, in fact, maybe he'll call in and say, well, damn. But y'all, Scotty the Little Aussie Battler would be extremely, extremely jealous of me because, y'all, there was one of these gentlemen callers was, as Scotty would say, a black fella. And y'all, and it's true what they say. And Joe and Dallas, you do not need to confirm this, although we wouldn't mind some photographic evidence, because you know Joe and Dallas is the number one fan. But y'all, let me just put it this way. This 28-year-old was Big Fatty's probably number 9 or 10 fan. Dear Gussie, and y'all, all about Big Fatty, and maybe it was because Big Fatty was the only one there, but let me just say, y'all, it was fantastic. And y'all, I don't like to brag. Yes, you do, Big Fatty. You wouldn't be talking if you don't like to brag. But y'all, I got there, and I went to dinner with the owners of the Horror Hotel, and y'all, we went to a place called the Chop House or something like that. I don't know exactly what the name of it was, but anyway, and y'all, I had me that prime rib sandwich. I think I've already told you about this. Y'all, they're showing some kind of TV program where people are falling into a hole. I don't know. It's falling a hole is what it's called. Ah, Big Freddy, y'all. And y'all, that the title of that has nothing to do. Big Freddy, please, we don't need to hear about falling in a hole at the Horror Hotel. Anyway, y'all, I got to say, what was I saying? Went to dinner, and y'all, then I got up on Monday morning, and y'all, I went to check out. And y'all, the lovely lady that works the front desk, who everyone just adores, y'all, she says, I'm not quite sure how to tell you this, but the owners have decided that your bill will only be your $10 renewal. Your room is complimentary as a holiday gift to you. And I went, dear Gussie, y'all, because y'all, it's the season of miracles, and y'all, Big Fatty got just great presents on Sunday night. Now y'all, for the rest of today's little show, y'all, we're gonna take it back. We're taking it back to 2007 in today's presentation of Larry the Fat Ass Reindeer.
The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Hello there. Call me Sam. What's the matter? Haven't you ever heard a talking snowman before? Like I give a flying fuck. Now I'm sure you've heard the story of flying reindeer and the Christmas that almost wasn't blah, blah, blah. But that was all bullshit from the 1960s. I'm going to tell you the real story about Larry, the fat-ass reindeer. You know Noah and Patrick and Tristan, Archer and Omar and Chef Mark that Vixen, but you won't recall the most enormous reindeer of all. Larry the fat ass reindeer had a very big fat ass, and if you ever saw it, it was always full of gas. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Larry play in any reindeer games. Then one bull-dyked Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Larry, with your ass so fat, hop in my underpants and hat. Then all the reindeer wanted to really cut that big fat bitch. Larry the fat ass reindeer, he caught Santa's crabby itch. Now pay attention or I'm gonna sing it again. It all started years ago when Mrs. Kringle, who worked in the off-season as a German dominatrix, was trying to fatten up her Santa.
Eat, Santa, eat. Eat, Santa, eat. Nobody wants a skinny, submissive Santa coming around them.
Así, ay, mami, spank me. Así como me gusta. Make Santa the porky pig in your Cuban sandwich. Hágalo como le gusta a papi. Como un puerquito.
Mama don't ride no South Pole until you pork up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, damn, that part always gets my carrot hard. Anyway, whew, back to our story. Now, years before, a big fat cunt, I know that's redundant, you know, had dumped this fat load of reindeer on the floor. Now Larry, who had the fattest ass at the North Pole, had never really fit in. For instance, there was the day he met another North Pole misfit, Archie the Elf. They met at the North Pole's only lesbian bar called Colder Than a Witch's Tit.
Well, hello. My name's Archie the Elf, although I don't really fit in with the other elves.
Faggot.
I couldn't help but notice that you are the only person here that isn't wearing plaid, and you don't appear to be from Lebanon.
Faggot.
What I really want to be is a reindeer proctologist.
Faggot.
But in order to become successful, I need to try out my new cattle-length fisting gloves on a big fat ass. It's dark in here. Do you have a big fat ass?
Now you're talking. Oh, Daddy, spank me, Lord. Yes, make me your hand puppet. I want to be like Miss Piggy and your Frank Oz. Get up in there.
Ah! Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, damn, that part really gets my carrot hard. Anyway, back to our story. Well, Mama Kringle had tried and tried to get Santa to eat, but without any success.
I give up on you, Santa. I try and get you to eat ham, and you just turn away. Have you gone Jewish on Mama?
Mama, I'm just tired of losing weight by the minute. I think I have picked up a catarro, a cold, or something.
Sounds like you got the gift.
My crotch is hotter than a cubano on a gringo pelirrojo con freckles on a gay cruise, and you know how crowded and hot those get.
I told you to stay away from those magi. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh, my German ass. You're tweaked and crashing.
Oh, you're back. Well, so, Christmas was upon us, and no one could fill Santa's shoes, much less his underpants. Now, as a side note, Santa normally went commando once he got to the list of bad boys and girls. Needless to say, that wasn't chocolate milk and ice cookies left over on Christmas morning. Damn, my carrot has a mind of its own. Anyway, back to our story. It's Christmas Eve and something has to be done, so Mrs. Claus and Santa head over to Colder Than a Witch's Tit for some waffle. They are distraught at the thought of there being no miserable children and parents the next morning.
I knew I should have worn my assless chaps out tonight.
Ay, como my crotch itches, and it's not because of those lesbian bitches, who are actually really quite nice once you get to know them.
Nice shirt. Oh yeah? Let's take it to the dark room and see.
A donde vas, mama? Please don't leave me here with all this plaid.
Faggot.
God, I love it when she calls me that. Oh, damn, you caught me again. Well, anyway, back to our story. So, Mrs. Claus and her new lumberjacket head for the dark room. Once inside, Mrs. Claus hears two very familiar voices.
You need more J-Lube, Larry?
Hell no. Tear it open, Archie. Give me all you got.
Okay, fat ass. Here comes some ass punching. Faggot.
Make me your fat ass puppet.
Larry, is that you?
Oh, hi, Mama Kringle. I didn't know you came here.
Archie, why are you wearing my leather opera length gloves?
And in that moment, an idea came into Mrs. Claus's head. An idea brighter than the North Star itself. She spoke not a word, but went straight... Okay, it was gaily forward. To work. She fixed her fishnet stockings and grabbed Santa with a jerk. She whispered her plan as he fingered the inside of his nose. He picked all the boogers, and from the bar stool he rose. He entered the dark room and raised his weak voice.
Larry, con tu culo tan grande, with your ass so fat, will you wear my underpants and sombrero tonight?
Well, Larry cleaned up with Archie at his side, and they returned to the workshop all ready to ride. Now Santa splained the solution to the rest. And the other reindeer snickered, knowing Santa's underpants would infest. So Larry was hoisted into the sleigh wearing the underpants and hat, with Archie snuggled up around all that fat. And I heard Larry exclaim as they drove out of sight.
Damn my crotch itches, bitches. Be happy, faggots, tonight.
Yeah, I guess it, y'all, that'll bring back some nightmares or memories. Y'all, that was that Michael Cantaloupe and Chef Mark and Omar and Archer and Rob Nelson, Lindley Magoo, y'all, the chairman of the board. And y'all, I think that's it. There may be, was there somebody else in there? Big Freddy, we don't know. It was vulgar, but we love to hear it every year. Y'all, I hope you enjoyed Larry the Fat Ass Reindeer. That was our 2007 Crema special. And y'all, coming up tomorrow, we've got the 2008. I wish I remember what it was. Do you remember, Seda? Oh, yes, that's one of my Crema specialties.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This is been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.